again, the Mishnah. Of course, just start the Mishnah again. Try to flow through the Mishnah. Also, get it to some Gemara now. Gotta get a little move over here.
And where are you holding?
We're holding on. We're having Makkos still. Hashem Zav Hey Amud Beis. The bottom of Mishnah Hey Amud Beis. Oh, so we said Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dover. Al Pishnayim Ashloisha Edim Yuvas Amis. The pasuk says, by the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses, the person should die. Basically, Bessin accepts the testimony of two Edim or three Edim that so and so committed a sin and he deserves death. The Torah gives that power. So it's coming out that the Torah is giving two Jewish people their testimony, the power to go and kill somebody. So Ibn Gamma says, Bishnaim, if the testimony is accepted and is fulfilled with two Edim, why the Torah speak out that three Edim are good, right? If two witnesses are good enough, why do you have to speak out that you need three witnesses, right? Well, if we accept the witnesses, the testimony of two witnesses, of course we accept three witnesses. Ella, rather, it's not going to tell us the Pashup Shah. Lahakash keeps teaching us to make a comparison. The Hakash. The word two is written here, three. To make a comparison, to compare the two. Now, what are we comparing? So we have, in our Mishnah, we're going to have four ways how to understand the Hakash. What we're comparing. By the Tanakama. And Rav Shimon, Rav Akiva is going to bring us two more ways. So we're going to have Tanakama. Because the end of the Mishnah is also Rav Akiva. We're going to have Tanakama. Let's see the Tanakh. The Tanakhama says, what are we comparing? We're saying like this. Just like three, a group, the second group of three Edim, could do Hazama and make the first group of Edim Zayim, which only had two, right? A group through has three. And they have two, just like that could be, because of. So the two could come, the second group could do two, and make Hazama and accuse three for being Edim Zayim. Good, that's the halacha of the Tanakhama. How do you know, even if the first group has 100, that the two for the second group could go against the first 100? However, Aiden, if you the Torah says Shnayim Aiden, two witnesses, which I tell you, two are witnesses. Like the Rebbe say, two are witnesses, right? You're a group of witnesses, you're two, you're a group. You're just as strong as 100. You are a pair of witnesses and you're good to go. Fine. So even if the second group has two and the first group had 100, you're still stronger than the first group. That's a Tanakh. Comes Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, right now we're still reviewing what we said yesterday. Rav Shimon, I know, or maybe I have another shot for the Hekesh. What are we comparing to it? Mashnayim in Herogin at Yushim Zemimin. Just like in the scenario of two, the two Edim Zemimin don't get killed. Until both of them in their group become Edim Zayimin. Av Shlosh the three also in an Erog, and they do not get killed. As you Shlosh the Zayimin until all three become Edim Zayimin. As they say. So how are we comparing three to two? What are we comparing three to two? How are we comparing three to two? We say, just like in a case where you have three witnesses, just like in a case where you have two witnesses, you have to make them both Edim Zayimin. Say you were both with us in Bnei Brak. So through here, they say that all you three Edim Zayimin were with us in Bnei Brak. But they say only two of us were here. It's not a case of Edim Zayimin. These guys, they say all three of you were with us somewhere else. I mean, the second group, right, what happened here? The first group kind of says, Rumi killed Shimon Yerushalayim 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Right? Come to the second group and says, you were with us. These guys kind of say you were with us. So how many guys have to be with them? Just two or all three? Was that all three? Just like over here, you needed all two of them, both of these guys to be with them. Here also all three have to be with them. That's Rav Shimon.
It works both ways. The people that are going to be zomified and the people that are zomified, regardless of the group, it has to be the entire group.
Right. Very good. That's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is saying we go by a whole group.
Zomifiers with Zomifiee.
Right. Good. That's not a statement,
that's a question.
Okay, fine. You're good. It's a good statement.
That's the question. That's true.
Fine. Fine. That's the Tanakh Rav Shimon. Rav Kiva says no. No, I argue on you. Lo ba'ashlishi, lo ba'ashlishi lahakel, ela lahachmer. He's saying, no, you're coming out that you're making a leniency. You're coming out, you're making a leniency.
How is it a leniency?
How is it a leniency? Rech Hanan. How is it a leniency?
I don't know how it's a leniency. I don't see it as a leniency.
Oh, because I'm telling you that it's a leniency on the Edom Zomit's part. I'm telling you, until all three of these guys are Edom Zomit, and all three of them are with us in Bnei Brak,
you're
take a walk.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not from Berlin,
bro. What?
You said to me, I'm not from Bnei Brak. I thought you were talking to me. No, I was studying in the Tibor Golan, Bnei Brak. I thought you were talking to me.
So the latency is that you have to have everybody in, so to speak, as a group. So the latency is that if not one is in the group, then possibly they would walk, so therefore that's the latency?
Yeah, yeah.
Fine.
Not possibly, they for sure. They can't.
Okay, that's
good. Yes. Sorry, very good. So again, don't be sorry. Hanan is clarifying for us, right? He's also
myself.
For us, that again, what's the case? What's Rav Shimon saying? Rav Shimon is saying you have to make all three of them into Edom Zomim. If you only caught two of them to be Edom Zomim, right? The first group comes and says we saw Reuven kill Shimon at 9 a.m. Sunday morning Yerushalayim. The second group comes and says that no, only two of these guys are with us. You two out of you three were with us in Bnei Brak. What's that halacha? It's not going to be considered Edom Zomit. According to, it's not going to be called Edom Zomit. According to Reb Shimon.
It's a big leniency because as you get more and more Edom, if you would have in the first group, it's going to be harder to get them all together in one to be able to say on all of them. They will have
right. It'll kind of be cool, right?
Clear.
Yeah, you're right. If there'll be even 100, it'll be big. It's good. Let's see now that we're going further. We're now learning new. But the Kiva, I mean, Rav Kiva says, when the Torah says three is like two, we're not coming to be lenient and say that if one of them are not eight zomim, they're all so. El lahachmer have to be machmer. The la'asa dinoy, and to make his judgment, the judgment of the third person, kayyotzeb elu, like it goes out on these. We're giving the third guy the halacha of the other two. Meaning, we have three people coming to testify, Reuven kills Shimon Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Come to the second group and says, so how do you learn this? How do you learn the Gemara? How do you learn the Mishnah? What's Reuven Kiva saying? What's the case?
He's saying Mamela, the first two things that Rabbi Shimon and Tanakhama, you don't need this hecker to teach you those things that they're teaching because you know them Mamela.
Fine. So what is he saying?
So he's saying that three is like two. The third guy is like the other two. So you have to see why is the third guy like the two. It's the obvious the third guy. They all came to witness. It must be that the third guy like. There's no reason you haven't got to have a winner to make a difference between the three and the two. So you have to make a difference that could be between the three and the two. In order to say that the three
well,
is like
your
two.
Case? Well, what's your case?
So what's the case? So the case then you, I'm assuming that the rest of the Gemara is that we're talking about where two gave the
hatra and the other one didn't. So, right now, we didn't get a vowel there yet. I mean, right now, we're saying a simple case. See, I know you want to say, I heard you say a case, but there are Rishonim that look like that. I heard you say yesterday. What's Rabbi Kiva's case now? What's the case? What's this Chiddush of his case? What's this case?
You said, let's say three guys.
Well, three guys come and testify.
Three guys come, but only two of them testify.
Only two of them, only two have testified. The third guy is nothing.
The third guy.
Then he's not part of it. What do you mean? What happened to the third? You said a Pshat yesterday.
Three guys testified, though. Mike, John, and
Peter.
Mike, John, and Peter saw this guy kill Polony. Yeah?
Why are they saying he saw him?
The three of us were there, and we saw. There were only two guys that testified. These two guys are testifying. One, two, and three saw.
It's a complicated case. It's a very simple case here. It's a case of the regular case of Edom Zomim. If three guys come and say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. That's all, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. Come another two Edom and say, that no, you three guys are with us. So now,
who
what's
gave
the story?
The
what might he have seen?
This is a homicide case?
You might think that only the two that were needed
oh,
are going to get
that's
removed.
Good.
And the third one,
Maybe he'll get off.
Oh, Rashi, that's what Rashi said. That's what Rashi said.
He's coming to teach us this leash. He's teaching us the Omra.
Which is the third?
Omra. And even if the third one wasn't made as Zomeh.
Oh,
but the third one wasn't made as Zomeh.
Good. There were three guys. It's his
story. The third? He's the only one that didn't become a
Zomeh. That's Rashi. That's awesome. Rashi doesn't say that. What's that? Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that. The other Rashi said. Rashi says.
You and you.
Yeah.
Anyone
can
be the
third.
The question before the case.
Before the case.
Why can't this Hekesh come to be teaching us the Kal?
Because like you told me, Rashi said, it's not even that you can't tell me Kal. I know Rashi, like you told Rashi, and I know that Mimela. That's what Rashi comes to tell me. Not that you can't tell me Kal. That I know it already.
Who gave the warning? Is it three people?
Three people gave the warning. They all gave warning, and they all say, Ruben. They all give warning to Ruben, don't kill Shimon, Ruben, and kill Shimon. Three guys specified that Ruben killed Shimon. God, coming on to wait him and say, that what do you mean? You were with us. That you were with us. Now, the first two guys that came and testified, this guy's one and two. So we'll say, you two guys, you've come, Adam Zeman, kill you. Right? The third guy can say, that you didn't really need me. It's true I'm coming at Adam Zeman. You didn't need me anyways.
Did they make testimony? What, like Ruben's saying, how do you know he's the third guy?
No, Ruben was the third one. Whoever is the last one. Of course he did. He made first, they only had his regular testimony. They said Ruben killed Shimon. Better check them out, it's true.
Why did he even want to come there? Why?
No, because he wanted to come with his friends. They're coming. This is what he did. I don't know why he would want to get involved. He wanted to be but he was always paying him all the time.
So
there is a Rishon like that. The Rashi don't like that. There is a Shmuel. There is a Pshat like that. I'm saying Rashi. Rashi learns that the chat is because Rashi doesn't say the third. Rashi doesn't speak out clearly the third guy was in the party. Rashi says, Rashi, he could say.
Because for later, we'll see.
That's another case.
It has to be that way.
But right now, we're not talking about a regular case. Three guys testify. Some guy. Because Rashi says, what did the third guy say? Because Rashi doesn't say the third guy didn't become an Ezev. It's not what Rashi said. Rashi says, we're seeing this on a minute. Rashi says, this third guy can say, you didn't need me. Even without me. The testimony would have been accepted. So why are you making me an Eid Zomim? Don't make me an Eid Zomim. So that's what you want.
Basically saying, I didn't do anything. Not that you don't need me, I didn't do anything. What Zomim? Do to them as they tried to do to you. Right? So they did it. They already got him to. I didn't do anything.
Right.
Do to them. You two guys who testified before me, you got him killed.
Right, exactly.
So what did I do? I added testimony to a dead guy already? He's already dead.
Right.
So basically, what did I do? I did nothing.
Basically, that's what he. So what's the pasuk tell me? No, there's no such thing. The pasuk teaches me, no, three is like two. And just like in a group of two, you guys are the one set of testimony. Here also, you guys are one big set. Don't give me stories that could happen with them. We don't care. The Torah told me three is like two. Just like a set of two, you're one group, you're all the same halacha. Here also, right, all we say, all you all messed up, you kasha zom, we zom, all you. And also, we do to all of you the halacha kasha zom. You first try to get out of it, say, you need me, and then, too bad, three is like two. Just like by two, both guys get the halacha kasha zom, man. So that by three, all the people involved in the thing get the halacha kasha zom. That's what there's. I just want to try to continue.
But
most
question,
of the questions are
very good questions. You have a half of, so before the key was, you have a half of meaning that even if 100 come in one group, only two should die?
Yes, that's according to the Kiva, yeah. Yeah, that's what I think. Because you two, like, right, you see that very clearly. You two, the guys who got him to get killed, Kasher Zama is what you planned to do. So you were the guys who got him killed. We were just additional guys. We didn't even. We were just making it sound better, the story sound more fluffy. And we weren't really killing the guy anymore.
When he needs to be Mako, he needs. You already have two. He's already. You have left already to zomify him, so you don't need the third one. Be Mako, the third guy.
You would think you want to be making say
right.
No, be Matzmer.
It's already done. It's already done.
Saying Lovas, I was saying we're trying to teach you a Chumro. Even kill this third guy also gets Kasher Zama.
Got it.
That is the case. Fine. Right. Now everybody's very excited about seeing this Rashi. Let's see the Rashi.
I'm happy to understand at least a little bit.
What's Rashi saying? Let's see the second Rashi in the Mishnah. So first of all, our Gemara said that we didn't come to make a leniency, rather a stringency. So Rashi explains like this. I don't, he says, Rabbi Kiva is saying, you, Tanakam, Rabbi Shimon, I don't need your pshat, because to me it's obvious. What your Hekash came to teach you, to me is obvious. Right? He's not arguing that. He's not arguing the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. He's saying, what you're saying is true. But I don't need a Hekash. That's what I learned. He said, I agree to you, Tanakama, Rav Shimon, your halachas are true. I agree 100% to you, Tanakama, that the halachas is going to be three people who go against two who go against three. I agree to Rav Shimon, you have to do hazam on all three of them. But I don't need it. That, to me, that was logic. Because the Torah made you one group. That's logic to me. The Torah made you one group. The Chiddush is going to be a Marcus. Let's see Rashi inside. Let's just see Rashi inside. But who's Rashi inside? Rav Kiva, I'm going to lie by Shlishi Bukulu. But who's Rashi inside? I don't need it to teach us this. I don't need this hekesh to teach us this. The memele yadina, because memele means, I don't say memele in English, like automatically, how do you say?
Self-understood.
Automatically, self-understood. Yet Edon, I know, I understand, self-help. We understood, self what?
Self-help.
It comes out from, to a result from this yadina. It's not really a result, it's like, fine, it results, yadina, we know, sheshnaim mazimit es ha-shlasha, two people who go in history, who are, sharei behold, hashnaim ksher, these two witnesses are kosher. Chachal Eid is for all testimony. So they'll also be to be eight zomim to go against the first group. The first group has three. I don't care. This second group of two is considered eidos. So of course they can go against three. I don't need a hekesh to teach that to me. I don't need a hekesh to teach that. I don't need a hekesh to teach that. Good?
Also,
Umamela Yatina. She'in zayimin actually zayim kulam. Right, maybe we also know the second halacha also with Rav Shimon like that you can't become edim zayimin until we do hazama on all of them. Right, which means you have to make them all into edim zayimin. Which is Rav Shimon's halacha. I know that also. Sheikhu b'hom kulam ke'echad, all of them like one na'asu edim. They all became one group of edim. They came edim in one group. The crux there, the pasuk says, which is this was the rash, what we saw in the city before. Behine eid, sheker eid, behold, the witness testified falsely. And we learned that at that pasuk. Remember the Rashi, which we saw yesterday, was the Torah refers to eid in singular form, but we really mean the whole group. So Rashi, I don't care in your group you have two, or three, or 100. The point is the Torah makes your whole group one.
But we don't doubt that it means two.
So that's this Rashi is telling us now that Rabbi Kiva is saying, it doesn't necessarily have to mean two. That's what this Rashi is meaning. It means one. Could mean plural.
Group.
It means your group. That's why I see from this Rashi.
No,
that's why he's explaining Rabbi Akiva. He's explaining this Rabbi Akiva. That's why Rabbi Shimon is also Pasha. Rashi explained this Rabbi Akiva holds. That when we say one, we're going to the witness, right? Because also, why are you saying, everybody owes that. So if you mean witness, it's plural. Why are you saying witness? So Rashi is very good. Rashi is learning, you're going in the group. You're one group. Whenever we say the word aid, witness, we don't mean you personal. We mean a plural. But it means the group.
Right, if that's the case, then this whole hekesh that we learned, aid them, then he's got a whole different swara, right?
So I don't need a whole hekesh. I mean, it's simple. Once I have a pasuk that tells me that one, that two, or three, or ten are a group, you're one group, I'm focusing on one group, I don't need a shimmer. Shimmer's all halacha was, just like by a group of two, you need to go against each one, so to a group of three. It's simple, it's a group. A group is a group. I don't care how many are in your group. Once you're a group of aidim, you get the same halachas. Your whole group has to follow all those laws.
I'm part of the group.
If you want to be. Veloiba el ahmerla. So it comes to him and says, Veloiba el ahmerla. It came to be machmer. What's the chumrah? Saying, so we're not coming to give you lineage, we're coming to give you a chumrah.
Oh, yes.
What's the chumrah? Shaloiter, don't say, Hail ubalav hu. Since that without him, this number three, Haisa edis miskayemis, the edis would have been fulfilled anyway with the first two edis, saying, right, that Rubei kills Shimon. So layazu by din hazama, don't give him the halacha of hazama. Maybe that's what I would think, right? And like Svi said, it's even better, because the whole kashya was like, you want to do things, do. I know you're a group, but maybe only don't do this to me. He also is the one who established this thing in Bestin. He's establishing it, so you didn't have to be. Once you were here, we didn't need you. Once you were here, you were part of the group that established it in Bestin. Which means like this, you would have thought, I would have thought like this, that only who's establishing, the first two guys are establishing and investing. The third guy is just putting, you know, making the story more fluffy, more like, but the paper would say three guys wanted to send Reuven killed Shimon, instead of saying two guys. Say no, if you go to the first group, you're just as much as part of this ethos as one and two. You're not any less part of it. And when we think of it, we took this group of the ethos, you're exactly as equal, as powerful to one and two. That's the chiddush. That's what I need a pasuk for. I mean, the team is your one group. I know you're one group. It's not the chiddush. But in this case, I would have thought we don't do kasha zama. In this scenario, because they didn't need me.
Rabbi Akiva.
So Rabbi Akiva says, so I wasn't really part of it. Because they said they didn't need me anyway. I know halakhically I'm one group, but maybe for this halakhah, I'm not really part of it. Terry says, no. Terry says, three is just like two, and you're just as much as part of it, three, as guy number one and guy number two. That's Rabbi Akiva's line in the Akash. So we're saying, just like two, we understand each guy is fully part of the situation, fully part of the Adas. So do three here, so he's fully part of it, and we'll do to him kasha zama, just like the one and two.
Or since you feel the requirement of having two AD, which is enough, but you don't need the third one. Would also be
the reason. You would think you wouldn't need the third. We're saying, no, too bad, you're part of it, you're establishing this invested, you're part of the kindly daughter. Like we're seeing where later also. The people who are coming and testifying invested, you're the ones who are establishing the story invested, you're telling invested it happened, you are just as part of the group as one and two, so we do two kasha as well.
Could be that I'm Rabbi Akiva?
I don't know. I'm not a Kubam. Okay. Fine. Fine. So where are we holding? Tat. Say when you learn with tat, like you get to kapar, you don't have to get a hand of it.
You
got to
smile, you know.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
We need to be happy also,
you know? Yeah, we're trying. Yeah, so learning Gemara. Fine. So now the interesting Mishnah. In this Mishnah, we starts giving us Musar. It starts giving us Chizik over here. See, the Mishnah wants us to be happy. Says Rabbi Kiva's Allah, Rabbi Kiva says, the guy number three, even though he could have said, I didn't really need me, this and that, no, you still get killed. So what does the Mishnah say?
You ever see this inside of Mishnah? I answer the gives are better inside the Mishnah.
Not really. The end of the Mishnah, I saw like the last paragraph of the Mishnah, also the last Mishnah, I saw the day. And yeah, usually not. Usually it's usually like in the others. Interesting. I guess it's important. So what does it say over here? The Im Kain, if so, we'll come here. We Im Kain, like if so, you see a Muslim right from here.
Is it Rabbi Akiva?
Rabbi Akiva is still talking. It sounds like Rabbi Akiva. Oh, it's not Rabbi Akiva. It's now it's the time Rabbi Akiva is 24,000. Yeah, so it's good.
We need midot. Midot is very important.
Yeah, midot is very important. Very good. So saying Im Kain, if so, Anash HaKosav, the pasuk is giving a punishment. Lenitzpah Laver. Lenitzpah is like a tafel, like an ikar and a tafel. What's a tafel? A tafel is like something secondary. Someone who's secondary, who's like a tat word, like. Combined with the over here, what?
Accessory.
Fine.
Yeah, accessory.
Fine. What is accessory to an over here?
So it's necessary to say, if so, you're going to punish him like the other ones?
Could over
have like the other two?
Yeah. I only came part of them, and they could have done it without me. They didn't need me. No, for someone who's an accessory, two, some people who do Averis, you get fried with the over
here. It's like what you said.
What? What? Rabbi Akiva, in Cain, it sounds like it's Rabbi Akiva, because the Gemara in the second, Rabbi Akiva is going to keep talking. It sounds like Rabbi Akiva. In Cain, this is all Rabbi Akiva. Just like this guy, number three. They didn't need him to do that here over here, to kill a guy, invest, trying to kill a guy. But it's still, so what do we say? Al achas kama, always means like one, a few more times. Means all the more so, yeshalim schar, reward will be paid, lenitzvah, l'aisa mitzvah, someone who's accessory to someone who does a mitzvah, kaisa mitzvah. That's why you try to connect the tzaddikim, because if I'm not a tzaddik, at least try to connect with the tzaddik who's doing a lot of good things, at least like Rav Shalom. Because if you're nitzvah, if you connect with someone who does the mitzvah, you like the one who does the mitzvah, so you try to help the tzaddikim.
I think you're a tzaddik.
What?
I think you're a tzaddik.
I don't think so. But what's the
learning?
Is
the learning here the kama, it should be just identical, no?
What? No, because not often, no. So Rashi says that, why? Because always there's a kind of, why is that, why? So Reuben's asking, why is it, what Reuben's asking, why is that Achaz Kamas? It's just a comparison. Just like by the bad, one who connects with bad, it's like you're doing bad. So to someone who connects with good people, it's like you're doing good. Why does Mishnah say, all the more so? Says, if someone who connects with bad people, it's like you're doing a bad thing. All the more so, if you connect with good people, if people do mitzvahs, then you're just like you're doing with yourself.
But the problem is how can if you're saying that the bad person gets the Avera as if he did the Avera, then the learning is that the good person gets the mitzvah as if he did the mitzvah.
No, there is, because the reward for good is much greater. You're right. The one who does good is like those who are good.
As if you did that mitzvah.
Now, the way Rashi explains it, that means, therefore you'll get much more, that therefore you'll get much
more.
For example, what's an example? An example is that three people came to testify and they did that new moon came. And they took the first two.
Good.
And they don't need the third one. But you came to do a mitzvah. So you get the mitzvah as if you were in part of the first one.
You get that hero.
You get the mitzvah.
And you confuse
it. But where's the increase?
You confuse it.
And you mean to get that view?
A person who comes to do a good thing. For example, a person who comes to testify that you
understand. Right,
and he's a third guy, so it's very simple.
He's like that.
He's like the first two. He gets the mitzvah.
I'll tell you why, because you're not really doing
what?
It.
You get the mitzvah or you don't. Just like you get the baby or you don't get the baby. You get the baby with the same punishment as the third one. So you get the mitzvah, the same thing.
It's not, because you didn't really do the mitzvah.
You get the mitzvah, but you don't get the same.
Why do you get more?
Because it's a scar. That's why. It says what you're going to get paid on.
How much more so is that talking about the reward?
So if the punishment for killing somebody is death, how much more so is the reward going to be for doing a mitzvah that is unlimited? In death, it's finite.
No, I'm not talking about how much more of a mitzvah you get. It's how much more so, more law.
How much more scar? That's what it says. How much more? How much more reward are you going to get?
I mean, you're going to get more reward.
Yeah. Death is finite, and the reward is infinite.
Yeah.
So you're going to get an unlimited reward. How much more reward are you going to get?
The Gemara in Brachos also says that a person who comes to do a mitzvah and he's stopped from doing means only he gets to
It's like you did the mitzvah. We're not saying you did it. There's a different level. I mean, even though we're saying it's like you did it, it's not. You didn't do it. There is a small difference.
In which case?
Over here we're saying mitzvah la isa mitzvah. It's ki isa mitzvah, right? It's like you did the mitzvah. You're not an isa mitzvah. It's a little different.
What's the similarity or dissimilarity between this and machshava
tayyuba? Machshava tayyuba start with the mitzvah, and then you want nenas v'loyasa ki ilu asa. Right, now as I look around, you don't want to be the ki'ilu. It's not the same as you don't want to be ki'ilu asa. It's different. It's if you did it. There's different. There is doing it, and then it says if. There is something with difference. There's as if. There's doing it, and then there's as if. Say, we want to do. We want to be that as if. The small thing. What about you? You want to drink?
Okay. Rashi has the same problem.
Rashi, we want to try to keep moving. Ruben is a different question. You're saying.
The answer is Maruba and Rashi. Because it's
Maruba,
if you do this,
yeah, asking, so you're just fine. Say
you do the same thing on both sides, one is Maruba, the other one.
True, so that's always every mitzvah is like that. So every mitzvah is more than Avera.
Right, exactly.
But so, if you just say that the Alach's Kamakam isn't in our scenario, it's always, meaning.
It's always.
Fine, but our mitzvah is saying like the Alach's Kamakam in our scenario.
What do you mean in our scenario?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
It's always.
Okay,
because if you do the same amount of Avera or the same amount of mitzvah, the mitzvah's more than the Avera, that's why it
comes with that's a kosher thing. You don't have to increase, you can say kosher, the Aha Kavu Akama is more of a kosher thing. If you do it for the bad kosher, then you do it for the first of the
words.
What are
you saying? It should be kosher thing?
Let's try to go further. Let's try to keep on moving. So let's see this. So fine, as you said, let's see the bottom rash. We'll have this comment. The bottom rash. What did I say? Shematina, we find midah hatayim ruba. Hashem's good midah, meaning Hashem's midah of paying good, is much greater. Midah's peronis from Hashem's character trait of paying back evil. The midah taiva. When Hashem acts with good, like in good, when he gives us good, what does the pasuk say? Noitzer chesed la. Hashem protects the chesed for alafim is at least 2,000 years. It doesn't say alafim. So Hashem, if someone does something good, he'll pay back. Hashem will pay back his descendants for 2,000 years. But the midas for Anusha, what does it say when Hashem pays back negative? Someone who's a Russia, Al Shalei Shemar Ben Hashem will only pay back 3 or 4 generations. So when a person does good mitzvahs, Hashem will pay back all his descendants for 2,000 years, at least 2,000 years. But when someone does negative, the guy's a Russia, Hashem will only pay his generations 3 or 4 generations. So you see, Hashem, when it comes to good, Hashem pays back much more for good than for doing bad. Hashem in His kindness does that. Good.
Not for the going,
no? I don't know. Not for the going? It just says, no, it says Hashem is Midah. It doesn't say not for the going. It just says here, Midah Tavim Ruba. Fine. Now, let's go to Rebbe Akiva. Now, Rebbe Akiva is going to bring a fourth pshat. On two lines to the bottom, we should try to finish this Mishnah now.
It's
also Rebbe Akiva, yes. It's also
Rebbe Akiva.
How do we know? How do we know? It's interesting. I tell you, really? First of all, Uma, it says Uma Shnayim. Rebbe Rumi says it says Uma Shnayim. And what?
Uma.
Yes, I look at my fancy words on the bottom that it just they say, how did Rebbe Akiva do such a thing? They ask. They say, did Rebbe Akiva shita in Shas? You're allowed to learn two. Once you have a hekesh, you can learn as many things as you want. You can just keep on learning stuff. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. That's not machlokes. Yeah, I don't see any machlokes. The Ruma says Uma. Rabbi Akiva is talking. He's just because also whatever you see in the Gemara later, you'll see in the Gemara also because fine. Yeah, there's Rabbi Akiva. Uma Shnayim. So what Rabbi Akiva is saying in new halach again? Why are we comparing 3 and 2? What's the comparison between 3 and 2? What's the mission that the pasuk saying 2 edim is like 3 edim? Uma Shnayim. And what's halacha by 2 edim? Nimitza Echad Mehen Karav Pasul. One of them are a relative. Or they are invalid. The whole testimony is batal. Afshloshes, also by 3, you have a group of 3 witnesses. Nimta echad mehen karva pasul. One of them are found to be a karva or pasul. Edus amitelo, the ed is knocked off. That's halacha. So just like in a group of 2, if one gets messed up, the whole thing is knocked out. Also by 3, you might think, what do you mean? If I had 3 guys here, right? One guy gets knocked out. I still should have 2 valid edim. It should be good. No. Just because, again, you're coming as a group. The whole halacha is a group of 2 and a group of 3 are the same. So just like by a group of 2, if one of them are messed up, we knock out the whole thing. So too, by 3, if one of them got knocked out, even though I have 2 remaining good edim, the whole testimony is knocked out.
How is it a kula?
It's
a kula on the
Ada, the original Ada.
Right.
So if anything you see Rashi's shot is right, because Rashi said label the hukka. Rashi wasn't saying the main point is a kula or a chumra. Right. Rashi just meant he was just saying a kula and that's it. He meant I don't need your halachas. Like he didn't really his main point wasn't that you're lenient. It wasn't around the Rabbi Akiva's issue, Rashi said. After the first 2 cases, it came out more leniency. So Rashi said the lush was the make of. According to Rashi, it had nothing to do with the fact that it was a kula.
Right.
According to Rashi, Pshat for sure. I don't know why he said kula.
Right.
That, in a way, that's what
I'm curious what the Pshat is.
Why did he use the word? But Rashi for sure learned slav dach. He did not mean to say
he just learned slav dach. No, he learned these things out. No, but it just happens to be that his new limud is a chumra. And Lamaisa, he says, you don't need this hektish for a kula, you need it for a chumra. And he brings a chumra. So it's that purpose. He's saying that he brings
that statement.
And then he brings a kula.
Right, because Rashi told me he doesn't care. His point wasn't that you bring a kula. Right. He just meant your cases I don't like. He didn't really mean, he didn't care about making Rashi, it could be because of your question. That's what Rashi said that. It could be because Rashi's proof, but now you tell me kula. He's just saying kula. He didn't really mean that. It's a lot of dach, when he said kula. He didn't mean kula.
And
99 are kosher, and one of them are pasul. That the nine, this one eighth knocks out the whole thing. Tamalamer eidim again. The drasha of pasul says eidim. So even if you have 99 kosher eidim, best on a busy day, and 1/8 pasul, the whole thing's knocked out. Fun, good. So what's the halacha we're saying now? We're saying halacha called nimsa echem and karav pasul. If one of the witnesses are a relative or a pasul, which means they're a relative to the other witness or to the person or to the accused. The whole thing's out. So they have to win those. If 1/8 is pasul, the whole group is out to win. We don't believe anyway, even if you had 99 people. Good? Fine. Now, the Mishnah wants to know, when do you say this halacha? What scenario do you say this halacha? I'm Rabbi Yaisi. In which scenario, in which words are we talking about? Meaning, which scenarios are we speaking about? that we say this halacha that one pasul a knocks out the whole group, that's only bedinei nefashas. But we're talking about cases of death penalties when we're dealing with nefashas. It's different, like a capital punishment. Aval bedinei mamonis, but monetary punishments. Tiskai ma'edus b'sha'ar. The Eidim could stand with the rest of the Eidim. You have 99 kosher Eidim, and one puzzle Eid say, Reuben, we saw Reuben borrow $1 million from Shimon. We believe the 99, one guy messed up, doesn't knock it. So again, one Rabbi Yezi says, one we say is halacha, the one guy next says, knocked out, you knock us all out. That's only we're very strict in the case of Dina the Fashas, by capital punishment. But in monetary punishment, we'll keep the all other Eidim.
In the States, they have the same thing, no? The jury, how do you call it?
Jury.
It's the same principle, or does not the body of
Pasha? Because you're looking for a cure, you're looking for the same
spot. You have to have,
The jury also, they're not witnesses. The jury is like what they think, which is what they think you should do. No, I don't think that's this. The jury is not testimony, you didn't see what happened. It's a different case, jury.
They go by majority.
Right, but you didn't see it. I'm saying, jury is not you saw it, they call anybody. It's what you think is your stomach guy, because they don't have big enough chacham, they want the people to decide. It's nothing to do with it's not testimony, jury. Just listen.
Simple people or what?
Simple people, like all the people don't have jobs. I don't know. If you don't have an excuse to get out of it, you have to go to jury.
Right.
All the people who can't get out of jury.
One people too stupid.
Right, to get out of it. They go to jury.
Those are the juries.
Rashi is one man. One step back. Rashi is not. You can't say Rashi is loved up.
Because
Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva, loy ba shlishi lahakil. Rabbi Akiva himself uses the lashon of hakil.
I know. Rashi says
lahakil elu lahachmir alav. We want to be machmir on this third guy. Why did you mix in to come and say that this guy killed him and you weren't even there?
It's true, but in the next case, but Rashi is saying...
You have to have two Eidim to establish the case.
Rashi,
why did this third guy mix in before?
No, it's true, but I'm saying...
So if it comes out to Akula later in other cases, but here Rabbi Akiva wants to nail him, because it's in Nefashos, and this guy came to say that this guy was killed, should get killed. And he testified full testimony that has to be equal. If his testimony is different than the other two Eidim, it's not good testimony. He's trying to get on a technicality, you didn't really need me. Bezin is saying, why did you mix in? The Torah is saying, why did you come and mix in, Bechlo?
He's saying the pshat is on Allah.
Only in a case of Eidim Zayim, man. Only in a case of Eidim Zayim, he cares.
So a lot of chumras come out to kulas on the other side.
No,
Rabbi Akiva is saying, we want to be machmir on this guy.
Right.
Why did you come, Bechlo?
Good. No, I think it's fine. Yeah, he's coming. He's going to help us understand.
I'm easing into his position.
fine. So again, what did Rabbi Yossi say over here? So I'm Rabbi Yossi. Mind, right? We need the fashion. We need a moment. This guy made the chat. Let's at least try to get down to my flags. It's a simple meaning. Rabbi says no. Echad dinei mamonis, whether it's dinei mamonis. Echad really means like one is this way, one is that way. It means whether it's dinei fashion, mamonis. The echad dinei fashion, whether it's monetary, whether it is capital. The Allah always applies. Allah always applies. That halacha is, it always applies, that if one aid is possible, the whole group gets knocked out. Rabbi Yossi says it's only by capital punishment. We're very strict. But he said that's by capital punishment. We give you a leniency. You want to find the leniency. So if one is possible, we knock you out. So by capital punishment, we want to be lenient. But by monetary, if one guy is possible, doesn't knock you out. Comes Rabbi said, no, the halacha always stays the same. Come, stop him here. Everyone should have a cooler day.